Greetings, friends. I'm Keith Johnson, and this is the Praise Break. Episode 101, and yes, we have to take everything to Jesus. He says he will bear each and every burden that we have. Hallelujah. That is the incomparable Tamela Mann. And what a wonderful, powerful, and awesome song. And I'm telling you, I was blessed listening to that song, and I pray you were too. How's everybody doing? I am your humble host, your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson. Welcome to the Praise Break 101. This is our 101st episode, and man, it has been a while. And let me tell you, I've missed you, and I've been praying for you, and I am so glad that we are back together once again, just to give honor, glory, praise, and adoration to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And friends, it has been a wonderful month. Wow, it's been a month since we've been together. I've been down to Florida, down to South Florida, hanging out with some family. I've been to Central Florida, up around Mickey's house and all that stuff. And I am now back in beautiful Northern California. And I'm telling you, it is a beautiful day here. It's a great day to be alive, to be in the land of the living. Thank you, Jesus. And friends, we have a wonderful awesome show for you on this beautiful day. We are going to talk about taking it to Jesus. Just like the song said, take it to Jesus. And I have a couple of very powerful testimonies, one of my own and one of my friends, to share with you that I'm telling you will bless you. So you do not want to miss that. We're going to pray together. We got some great gospel music. I'm going to tell you a joke. I'm going to make an attempt to make you laugh. Please don't hold it against me if it's not funny. Hallelujah. And we have much, much more. But let's take the next few minutes and let's give him the praise. Let's take a praise break. Hallelujah.
Praise is something that God has ordained. Of all the redeemed, it is a response that is initiated from the very innermost parts of your beings. I need you to understand, you cannot be depressed and praise God at the same time. You can't be suicidal and praise God at the same time. You can't be sad and praise God at the same time. You know what the Bible says? That, you know, if you want to make an exchange, I'll give you a garment of praise for your heaviness. What God is saying, he says, let me tell you something. He said, you can choose to be sad, or you can choose to walk in the joy of the Lord. And all you have to do is just start surrendering and lifting your hands up to the Lord. The Lord says, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, it is a command that the Lord is to be praised. Now, I need to tell you this, because when you praise God, it is your action. It originates with you. There's a difference between praise and worship. Praise is initiated by you. But while you're in praise, God in worship responds to your praises. Some folks say, as the praises go up, the blessings come back down. And you know what? It amazes me because some folk won't praise God unless they were in an accident and can't walk. Every morning you get up, you ought to get out of the bed praising God, because it is a marvelous act of God in just touching you to move your leg. Somebody needs to shake their hands. Somebody needs to understand that praise God asks for your praise, because it blesses you. Now can I tell you something? Then I'm going to give this over to Sister Dottie. I'm looking at the flowers, because I know you're not saying this, but even those who are listening to this recording are riding along in your car. I'm looking at beautiful flowers. Beautiful flowers that were once seeds in dirt. I want to talk to some folk who've been in dirt for a while. Some that think that they're in dirt. Because God used nature and these plants to show us the importance of praise. That seed says that even though I'm in the midst of dirt, even though I'm buried in darkness and dirt, I'm going to continue to lift myself up to the hills from which cometh my help. And you need to understand, it might take a day, it might take a week, it might take a month, but I know that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. If the flower didn't give up in the dirt, and if the tree didn't give up in the dirt, if the grass didn't give up in the dirt, if they didn't give up in the dirt, how dare you hold your head down? God deserves all of our praise. Bless him as he elevates you from the dirt into the marvelous light. Lord, we can't help but give you praise. Come on and bless God right now.
Praise, Lord. We give you.
mighty good God who is worthy to be praised. He's worthy of all of our praise. He deserves all the honor and all the glory. And I know that you have something that he has done for you in your life that had your hands lifted high in the air saying, thank you. I know I did. Praise God. Bless his wonderful, beautiful name. Welcome to the health segment of the program. And last year we talked a little bit about strokes, and we're going to revisit that on today. Strokes can occur suddenly, but if you know the signs and how to respond, you can limit the long-term damage. The faster you get medical treatment, the better your chances are for recovery. Now, there are five signs that you or someone else might be having a stroke. Number one, sudden vision changes. Number two, problems walking or balancing. Number three, trouble speaking or understanding simple statements. Number four, numbness, weakness, tingling, or paralysis in your face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of your body. And number five, a severe headache that is different from any other headache you've ever had before. Now, up to 80% of strokes are preventable by maintaining a healthy weight, eating a heart-healthy, low-sodium diet, exercising, and not smoking. Now, the five ways to prevent a stroke are: number one, don't smoke. Number two, maintain a healthy weight and limit alcohol and salt. Number three, manage your cholesterol and blood pressure. Optimal blood pressure is less than 120 over 80. Number four, eat a heart-healthy diet that includes lean protein, whole grains, plenty of fruits and vegetables. And number five, aim for 30 minutes of moderate activity 5 days a week. Now check with your doctor about the right level of exercise for you. And for more information, contact the National Stroke Association.
It's funny, our problems under the carpet and in between, sometimes they're swept to never be seen. We want to hope and pray them away because we live in the moment instead of the day. We like to cover our lies and hope they're gone, but to Satan it's a game. We're just a pawn. He steals, kills, and destroys our souls, but God gives us life and he makes us whole. God takes those problems and he brings them into the light. His grace gives strength to help win the fight. Because with Satan we were a pawn, with God we are kings. He put a new song in my heart, and that's what I bring. These words that I speak, they're not my own, and it isn't mine, this love that I've shown. The grace that I give, I can't claim. It comes from above. You know his name? The name above all, the King of all kings, the one who mounts us up on eagle's wings. Because there is this war that's unseen by the natural eye. It's fought in a place where the eagle flies. It's a spiritual war, not of flesh and blood. There's no watching for mortars or crawling in mud. It's good against evil when this battle is fought, and it happens every day, whether you're ready or not. Now there's two paths to take in this life that we live, but only one where we die if our soul that we give. I've been down the road that goes nowhere, because judgment and hate will get you there. But redemption will come, and we will all know that the beauty inside is what we must show. Because he did bore our sins so that we could be free. And Jesus paid the price, and he died for me and you.
All right, if you have your Bibles handy, open them with me to the book of Genesis, the 39th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 4. And this is the story of Joseph, and I enjoyed the story of Joseph. And there were some key words that kept coming up in this story that kind of made it a reality for me in my life, how I felt in my life. And it kept saying, the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with him. And I've always felt that way. I've always, from a child through adulthood, I felt like the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. And this is going to play right into the two testimonies that I have to share with you. One from my buddy Julian and then one from myself. Hallelujah. Again, Genesis 39th chapter. I'm going to read verses 1 through 5. It says, now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. He was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord had made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of the house, and all that he had, he put under his authority. And that is Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 4. Hallelujah. Well, you've been waiting on the testimonies. Well, here they are. Now, my buddy Julian was working as a welder for this temporary agency, and he kept telling me that they had let him know that they had thoughts of making him a permanent employee. He had actually went to HR one day, and the lady, when he walked in the office, she's like, oh, I know your name. I know who you are. I've heard your name around here before, and you're on the list to become a permanent employee. And then when the big bosses would come in, they'd go over to his station and praise him and do all that stuff. So anyway, he calls me on the 4th of July, that Wednesday, and he says, yeah, they laid me off on Monday. And the only words that could come out of my mouth, and when I've shared this story with people, they've looked at me kind of funny, but let me explain. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. I said, congratulations. And I shared with him that this was an opportunity for God to show up and to really show out in a mighty way. Julian is an awesome, awesome brother. He was at that job. He was witnessing the folks. He was bringing folks to church. He was doing what the Lord sent him there to do. And it just so happened that that assignment was over. So now it's time to move to a new assignment. Hallelujah. And this, I truly believed, was a move from the Lord. So anyway, that was the 4th of July. We had a great conversation. There was no pity parties. There was no woe is me's. None of that stuff. We had an up and up conversation. And the entire conversation, we gave honor, glory to the Lord. And we praised him openly. We praised him loudly. Hallelujah. So I go on vacation and we return on the 26th of July. Julian calls me up. He says, the Lord has blessed me with another job. And I said, right on. I said, is it a temporary job? He said, nope, it's permanent. Not only is it permanent, I'm making $1,700 more than I was making at the other job a month. I have full benefits, 100% paid. And it's 5 minutes from my house, so my commute time is pretty much nothing. I said, that's how the Lord that we serve rolls. Thank you, Jesus. That is how he rolls. I felt it when he called me and told me that he was laid off. I felt something like this coming on. And that's how, all we have to do is trust him. That's all we have to do is just say, you know what, Lord? Okay, this assignment's over. What's next? I'm placing it in your lap. You direct me to where to go. He was out of work for a full 2 weeks, and all of a sudden he's blessed with all that God blessed him with. Praise the Lord. So you want to hear my testimony now? All right, here it goes. Back in 2006, and I'm going to make this short. It's a long story that I'm going to shorten up. So for time purposes, I'm going to shorten this up. In 2006, we bought our house. At the time, the housing market in California was constantly climbing. I signed an interest-only, it was a 10-year interest-only loan, and it was an 80-20 split where I had to pay interest-only on one loan at the beginning of the month, and then in the middle of the month, I had to pay the 20%, which was a home equity loan. Terrible loan. Terrible, terrible, terrible loan. Because after 10 years, the payment is going to skyrocket. And friends, I had no idea what was around the corner for me. My thought going in was that, you know what, the housing market's climbing. In 3, 4, 5 years, we'll have a nice amount of equity in this home. We'll sell it, make a profit, move to a bigger home. Now, we have no idea what lies around the corner waiting for us. I had no idea that 2 weeks after we closed escrow, signed the papers, got our keys, that my wife would get sick, and she was diagnosed at the time with cancer. I had no idea a year later the housing market would crash, and in the same year my wife would lose her battle with cancer. I had no idea. So now we fast forward to 2011, and here I am sitting with a house that I'm upside down in, and I have this really, really horrible, terrible loan. And you know, when we dig ourselves into a hole, our God is so good that he will reach his hand down into that hole and pull us out. And that's what he did for me. He blessed me with a modification loan. And this is after they had called me and told me I had been denied. And when they called me and told me I'd been denied, I didn't get upset. I don't cuss anymore. I didn't cuss. I didn't start crawling into a fetal position going, Lord, what should I do? I did none of that stuff because I know who's with me. Hallelujah. He is with me every step of the way. And I just gave it to him. I just prayed, Lord, I am willing to do whatever your will is. If it's your will that we stay in this home, then we will stay here. We know that you will provide for us. If it's your will that we live somewhere else, then we will live somewhere else. I just put it in his lap. And before I knew it, they called me back and told me that they were resubmitting my application. Then I got a letter stating that I was approved for a modification. Now, under the old loan, I had to do a lot of things separate. I had to pay my house insurance separate. I had to pay my property tax separate. And we're talking April, I had to pay over $3,000 in property tax. I did it the one lump sum as opposed to the twice a year like they offer. And I paid a little bit of a penalty to do that. But here's the blessing. Number one, my modification. I have a 2.655% interest rate. Now, I've been paying on this home for 6 years. So the loan amount on my modification is for 24 years. I have one payment, and in that lowered payment, hallelujah, the one lowered payment, it covers my property tax and my insurance, and I am no longer paying interest only. I'm paying into the principal, and I just made my first payment in this house into the principal. Thank you, Jesus, because I know for a fact it was only him who did this. It had nothing to do with me. I could say, well, you know, my personality kind of charmed him over the phone, but that would not be the truth. The truth is, he did it. He gets the glory. He gets the praise. He is worthy to be praised. The same way he showed up in Julian's situation and the same way he showed up in my situation, friends, he will show up in your situation. Just give it to him. Trust him. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't trip. Just give it to God and watch him work. Hallelujah. To that time of the program, which is probably the most important part. I mean, praising is praising, and we have to praise the Lord. But friends, we have to pray. And there is no way we could say we are Christians if we don't have an active prayer life. That means praying each and every day, sharing everything with the Lord. Because the Lord knows us when nobody else is looking. Hallelujah. And as part of our relationship with Him, He wants us to share everything with Him, and we have to do it on a daily basis. And parents, teach your children to pray. This world is crazy. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. There's a lot of peer pressure. So it's very important that we pray each and every day. We can't miss a day. I had an associate the other day. We were having a conversation, and he's been under attack lately. And he shared with me that he's been under such attack where everything seems to be going wrong that he's even stopped praying. And I shared with him, you can't stop praying. And I start sharing with him, just based on our conversations, how the Lord over the last year has blessed him in a mighty way. And when we finished the conversation, he said that he felt better after our talk. Hallelujah. But we have to continue to pray. And we have to pray for each other. We have to pray for each other. Hallelujah. So please join me in prayer. And wherever you're at, pray for people in your world. Pray along with me. Praise God. Master, giving you honor, glory, praise, giving you adoration, just saying that we love you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all you've done in our lives, all you're doing now, and all that you will do for us in the future. And Lord, I pray on this day for the United States of America. I pray for President Obama and his beautiful family. I pray for all those in the military that are overseas fighting for our safety. I pray for those that were affected in the Sheikh Temple by the heinous murders. Lord, I pray that you bless and comfort all those that are bereaved. Bless those that are sick and confined on this day. Bless those facing hardships with their finances, in their homes, and in relationships. I pray that you bless my pastor, Dr. Ethan Williams. Bless him and his family and his health. I pray, Lord, that you bless all the listeners to the media that I do each and every week. Bless each and every household that's represented as they listen to the media. And Lord, I pray that you continue to bless and favor the Johnson family. Lord, once again, we love you and praise you. We give you honor and glory in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Well, you know, this program, we get many listeners from all over the world, and I am just so thankful to God for opening up this medium for me to share what he has placed upon my heart. I give him honor and glory, and I am just so thankful that he is using me in a mighty way. Hallelujah. And friends, this may be your first time listening to this program, and I have a question for you. Is Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Well, if he's not, this is an opportunity right now to invite him into your heart and to let him direct your life. Do you know that he chose you long before you were ever here? We don't choose him. He chooses us. And did you know that he has a plan for your life? You're not just here to live, to do whatever it is you do. You are here for a specific reason, for a specific purpose. He has one for you, and your joy and your peace that you may seek in your life will come when you start walking in his will and walking in the plan that he has for your life. And this is the plan I truly believe that he has for my life. And I have been in so much peace, even through whatever I go through each and every day. The circumstances, the situations, all that stuff happens. People turn against you, do whatever they do. They say whatever they're going to say. All that stuff's not going to stop happening. But through it all, I have peace. I have joy in my heart. If you could see my heart, it's just dancing inside of my body. Hallelujah. And friends, this is the time for you to say, yes, Jesus. Yes, you've been seeking me. Yes, I've been aware of all the people you've sent my way to share some words of wisdom with me, and I've kind of ignored them or turned them off or turned around and walked in the opposite direction. But this is the time to say, yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I want you in my heart. I cannot do it myself anymore. I want you to direct my life. This is the time. And all it takes is a very simple prayer. And if you pray this prayer with me, you will be saved. You know, Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. And you may say, well, you know what? I've done so many bad things. I've done things that just can't be forgiven. Well, you're wrong. You can be forgiven. And the Lord is just to forgive you. And you know, the Bible says that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that's why Jesus came here just for you and just for me, to save us so that one day, real soon, we will be with him in glory, and we will spend the rest of eternity with him. Just say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross and arose on the third day, and that you are alive today. And Lord, I want to make you my Lord and my Savior. I want you to direct my life. I put my life into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, friends, congratulations. If you just said that prayer, you are now saved. The next step is to go find a good Bible-believing church, a church where you can go to, feel comfortable. And, you know, when we go to church, we go not only to be served, but we go to serve. It's a two-way kind of street. So when you get in there, start serving. Get involved in ministry, whatever your gifts and talents, which he's given us many, hallelujah. Whatever your gifts and talents are, utilize those in the house of the Lord and watch how you will be blessed as you learn his word. Get into your Bible each and every day. As we talked about earlier, just start an active prayer life with him. And believe me, when you pray, he's listening. You're not praying to deaf ears. You're not praying in the space. You're praying to a living God who is listening to your prayers. Hallelujah. Friends, I am so excited for you. Praise God. Well, friends, that marks the end of episode 101. I do want to thank you so much for your listenership. And friends, we cannot stay away from each other this long again. I get lonely. Hallelujah. Well, I had a great time. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that something was said that blessed you, that spoke deeply into your life. And if you accepted Christ on this episode, praise God. Congratulations for you. Hallelujah. Your life is getting ready to make a change, a turn, a twist for the better. Hallelujah. Well, friends, we are going to start back on our weekly programming. So coming up next week will be the Songs of Praise featuring some contemporary and traditional gospel music. So whatever website you're listening to this program on right now, it will be there next week. Check it out and share this podcast with a friend or a loved one. If you were blessed, allow them to also be blessed. Hallelujah. Well, friends, until next week, we are going to do a few things. Number one, we're going to keep our hands clean. Let's keep our spirits pure. Let's seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And the Bible says that everything else will be added unto us. Let's keep our heads up. Let's stay prayed up because we are on our way up. We are going on with the Lord. I am your humble host, your brother in Christ, Keith Johnson, and I love you so much. Thank you for your listenership. And you know, we started this show out in grand style with Tamla Mann, and we are going to end with Tamla Mann with a song entitled Step Aside. And you know, when God is at work in our lives, sometimes we can get in his way and just start blocking and messing up the blessing. Hallelujah. We have to learn to step aside. I love you so much. Have a great week on purpose. Be blessed.
Step aside. Hold on, don't give up. Don't you ever, you don't have to cry. God sees, he sees what you're going through. Oh, yes, he does. God is willing. And he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise. So if you would trust him, just step aside. Oh yeah. And be still. Don't question it. For these obstacles, they were now. Yes, he wants to take you higher, higher if you hold on, hold on. God is willing and he's able. This didn't catch him by surprise. If he said